one basic thing that plants need to grow and thrive, and that's soil. So let's start from the ground up. I'm Judy Wagley with David and Mary Moore, who have been raising lots and lots of plants for years and years at Stone Cottage Gardens in Gladwin, Michigan, and they have mastered soil preparation. Thanks for joining me today.
It's an ongoing master.
David, soil is so much more than dirt, as we know. How can we work with it so our plants and gardens grow and be healthy and flourish?
Well, first of all, you want to look to see if it's sun or shade area. Second of all, I recommend getting a soil sample. And to do that, if you went to the local extension office, they could give you the information that they're needing these days to actually do a sample. And they will also give you the results, but you need to also tell them what you want to plant there. And then second of all, whether, as I said, sun or shade, whether or not it's clay or sand, also making a decision of what you want to plant. If you want to plant veggies, that would require pretty much full sun all the time. If you're doing garden plants, you can buy and obtain sun plants, shade plants, and that kind of will determine the direction you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is to have your soil well aerated. And if you do decide to make raised beds, which a lot of people do, I recommend putting down at least 16 layers of newspapers, and then starting with the raised bed upward. Remember, if you make it more than a foot tall, you're going to have a drop of about 4 to 6 inches at once the air gets compressed.
A raised bed box, then, that's about a foot tall, and then once the soil is in there, it's going to be about 6 inches?
It'll probably be more about 8 inches, yep, if
okay.
It's a foot. And what I also recommend is not to fill it right to the top the first year. So you can then, the second and third years, add to it, and you don't have to dig any of the soil out.
Is there a mix of soil, a blend of amendments or things that you recommend that's optimal for a variety of plants?
So I use local compost that's well broken down. I use a product called COIR, C-O-I-R. It's the short hair of a coconut. It holds 6 to 7 times its volume in water, so you don't have to water quite as frequently, or a better way of looking at it, it doesn't dry out quite as fast, and you want that well blended.
Any other suggestions for what we should do with the soil and what we can add to it? Or
sure. First of all, wherever you want to put plants, you want to do it about 6 months or a year before you're going to actually put the plant in the ground. Couple of reasons. One is the light changes, so you want to look to see if there's a lot of sunshine or where the sun actually is. And when I say that, people give me a blank look because they say it's up in the sky. They forget that it moves, and also that trees are stationary, but they do block a lot of sun, depending on how they are located and situated towards the bed.
David, what about container gardening? Does that require a different kind of soil mix?
Yeah, with container gardening, you want something that's a little more porous. And the care there is not to flood the plant with moisture, because a lot of times if you just take garden soil, it works out in the field or it works around your house. It doesn't work well in containers. It gets compacted pretty easily, and you need to remember that the container is very small.
Any other thoughts on preparing our soil for our gardens?
Yeah, have fun.
That's a great idea. Play in the dirt.
Yeah, we get real serious on this. And what I also recommend to people, or have through the years, is start small. Enjoy, be successful. That's one of our goals, is to have people become successful gardeners. And then they can move on to other things, and they can see what worked, what didn't work, as opposed to taking on this massive project, which we did more than once. And it took us a couple of years to complete and lost some of the favor. We wanted to get it done, not necessarily we wanted to enjoy what we had done.
Keep it simple, start small, have fun.
Yep.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
David Moore from Stone Cottage Gardens in Gladwin. Thanks for joining me today for From the Ground Up.
Thanks for having me, Judy. Really enjoyed it.